I think this morning, but all three results were on the cards. Because obviously we were a little bit behind the behind the eight ball in a sense. We were only 60 ahead with three down, and if you were a watcher, you'd be hoping for early wickets and the chance to chase something down. They've got an international spinner. They've got Ruff created by the left armour. So that was the first, and we had to sort of bat ourselves into a position where you could even start to think about what, can you get enough runs to declare. And obviously you've got the draw, which was always on the cards as well, if you can't come to agreements on declaration or one team can't force the pace. So we did the first bit till lunchtime, and what we were able to do is to get enough of a lead to give ourselves enough overs to give ourselves a genuine chance of winning the match.
Because what happened, because they started very strong, didn't you? You went very aggressive and you built up this 200, 250 lead, and then the declaration never came. Was there a discussion with Warwickshire about what you wanted to do?
Well, yeah, but you, I mean, how many overs left when we were 250?
Oh, you had about 40, 50 of them.
Well, it wasn't 50, no, it was about 40.
40, sorry, excuse me.
So you got 40 overs to get 250. I mean, first of all, how are you going to ball out in 40 overs on that surface, which is very, very difficult? I mean, it's got slower and slower, and there's some rough and turn for the spinners, but as I say, we've got Chris Nash as our finger spinner, we've got a young leg spinner, so the general feeling was almost going to be really hard to take 10 chances unless Warwickshire went all the way.
Yeah.
And what generally happens in those situations, the opposition have a little look at it, have a flirt. If they get off to a good start, they keep going. As soon as they're 3 or 4 down, they can shut up shot quite easily, and we haven't got enough overs to accept pressure. So what we had to do was get enough runs with enough time, and we were able to do that.
Because it did start very strong. Obviously, on the first day, a good stand by Nash and Wells. Yardie batted well, Joyce batted well, and McGoffin chipped in with 5 overs as well. So going into the next game, there's still good momentum despite the draw.
No, we played both. I suppose both teams would say they played quite well in the game. Probably missed opportunities for us, 156 for one. We should have got to a score that actually made us boss the game. And we had him 40 for four. And then, we drop Evans on 13. It's quite a straightforward catch, really. And after the seamers were born magnificently in that first, and it's worked backed up well enough, really, by our spin. On a wicket that was hard for them. But, we allowed this to lose momentum. But we had a little window the next morning, but we dropped Milnes again, didn't we? And that's another little window gone. So it was difficult. There was lots of positives. All three seamers, Chris Jordan especially, as well, with McGoffin were outstanding, but Jimmy Anion bowled really well. And Will Beale had a difficult first day, but he bowled really well on the second day. He bowled and got better and better, which would be good for him. And that's a challenge for a leg spinner on a wicket like this, which is really slow. The finger spinner does have the advantage because they can get more natural pace. But Will's only 24 and he'll get better and better for playing. What we do know, he's got a good temperament. And, he obviously needs to find a way and to grow, but you sometimes only do that from playing.
Move up to third in the table with this result. Do you still think that the chance of winning the title is still there?
Circuit, you don't.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, anything's possible in cricket. You are close, but do you personally feel, and the team feel, that the chance is still there? Because you've got to play Durham and Yorkshire, so it works kind of in your favour.
No, we believe it, definitely we do. The one thing we've talked about for the last few weeks, we've had a ridiculous August. We've just not played cricket. We played nearly 3/4 of our season in June and July, and then we found ourselves in August not playing. So we've had a chance to talk and to realign some things, and there's not many times in your cricket career where you're given an opportunity to win a championship. And if somebody just said in February, you've got a chance to win the last three games and you win it, and you've got the two, one of the leading wicket takers in the country, and Steve McGoughlin in your team. We're outsiders, we know that. We'll miss 6 first teamers on Tuesday, 6 players in April. You'd have thought would be in your team on Tuesday, won't be there. But I tell you what, there'll be 11 blokes giving it a red hot go.